Some 2,500 angry Episcopalians will meet this week in Dallas, and they're angry at their denomination for confirming Reverend Gene Robinson of New Hampshire to be the church's first openly gay bishop. They will pray and plot strategy about how to deal with church leaders who they feel have gone astray of the Bible, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Reverend David Roseberry minces no words about the stakes in this theological debate. This is the hinge of history, he says, akin to Martin Luther taking hammer in hand and nailing his 95 theses to the church door. Roseberry is rector of Grace Church, a 4,000-member Episcopal church near Dallas. He says people in the pews are outraged that the Episcopal Church confirmed Gene Robinson as bishop in August and acknowledged same-sex unions. Roseberry says the church is now endorsing behavior that is condemned repeatedly in the Bible.
The Episcopal Church has jettisoned 2,000, 3,000 years of Judeo-Christian teaching, and there are growing significant numbers of people who are saying, no, we will not go there.
So the 2,500-plus delegates from churches across the country are gathering to commiserate and discuss nuts and bolts. There will be workshops about how churches can redirect their funds so that no church money goes to the national church. There will be discussions about who owns the church property. But the main event is a letter to the leaders, or primates, of the Worldwide Anglican Communion. David Anderson is head of the American Anglican Council, which represents conservative Episcopal churches. He says right after the General Convention in August, conservatives were proposing a parallel church, urging the denomination to allow two Episcopal churches in the U.S., one that's liberal and one that's conservative. But after consulting with conservative primates in Africa, Asia, and South America, they shelved that idea because, he says,
it would put us on an equal footing with those that we believe are theologically completely over the edge.
Now, Anderson says, they want nothing less than a revolution, and they're hoping it will come next week when the leaders of the Anglican Communion gather for an emergency meeting in London.
We would like the Episcopal Church to lose their provincial franchise and for it to be granted to those who are biblically orthodox, to essentially the 42 bishops who voted against Gene Robinson.
Susan Russell, who heads up an advocacy group for gay and lesbian Episcopalians called Integrity, doesn't think they'll succeed.
This is their last best effort to create the schism they've been trying to achieve since 1976 when we began ordaining women. If they can't do it this time, it's not going to happen, and they know it. So I think our role as the progressive mainstream voice of the Episcopal Church is to keep them in our prayers, but also not to allow ourselves to be blackmailed, hijacked, or panicked by their rhetoric.
Conservatives say they are in the majority, and indeed the largest part of the Anglican Communion, Africa, Asia, and South America, takes a conservative attitude toward homosexual unions. One archbishop in Latin America says that at least half of the 38 leaders want to de-recognize the current Episcopal Church. But Ian Douglas of the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says even if that's true, they simply can't oust the American Church from the Anglican Communion.
The primates meeting is not going to be like an episode of Survivor as a reality show that can vote a church off the island.
He says that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, is the first among equals, and he is the one who essentially decides who's in and who's out.
The Archbishop of Canterbury is holding all the cards. If he chooses to recognize any entity in any jurisdiction as being in communion with him, then by definition, that church, that diocese, that bishop is part of the Anglican Communion.
Either way, Rowan Williams decides, a large segment of the 77 million Anglicans will be unhappy with how he handles the American Episcopal Church. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.